KJAN Sports.
Time for a look at sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. In high school wrestling around the area last night, Atlantic picked up a couple of Hawkeye 10 conference duel victories in a double duel at Kemper Catholic High School. Atlantic winning 46-16 over Shenandoah, and the Trojans out wrestling Kemper Catholic 48-33. Shenandoah down Kemper Catholic 45-36. At Griswold last night, Griswold beat Missouri Valley 48-18, and Griswold a winner over Nottoway Valley 38-30. Missouri Valley beat Nottoway Valley 39-33. Up at Southeast Webster High School last night, Audubon a winner over East Sac County 73-3. Audubon also defeated Southeast Webster 73-6. South Central Calhoun got by Audubon 45-34. Down at Creston last night, it was Creston a winner over Denison 72-9. Glenwood beat Creston 34-30, and Glenwood over Denison 63-15. At Southwest Iowa High School, St. Albert beat Southwest Iowa 42-39, and Southwest Iowa beat AHST 45-30. Also last night it was Riverside over Red Oak 52-24 in wrestling action. In high school basketball around the area last night, a girls' Hawkeye 10 conference play, it was Atlantic defeating Clarinda 54-45, the final score. That was a game heard here on KJAN. Atlantic coach Casey Pelzer said his team played with lots of energy.
That was the biggest thing that we needed to do tonight was come out with energy. You know, the games we've struggled, we've gotten off to slow starts, and, I think our energy was really good, and kind of talked a little bit before the game about, you know, are you going to be an energy giver or an energy taker? And don't be one of those people that sucks the energy out of your teammates, but provide it when you get on the floor, and I thought we did a pretty good job of that.
Now, the Trojans had four players in double figures, pretty amazing for a team that doesn't have anyone that averages double figures on the season, as Mackenzie Holmes had 16 points, freshman Tiffany Williams with 11 down low, also Shelby Worth and Liz Gutenfelder each with 10 last night. As Pelzer said, it was a pretty good team effort.
We got some scoring on the inside tonight. You know, we had a couple freshmen play really well. And all of a sudden when they have to worry about the inside a little bit, then all of a sudden McKenzie and Shelby, they're going to get more open looks. Kenzie knocked down a couple threes second half, and it was because we were active on the inside. So it was a nice balanced attack and good team effort.
Trojans with their first victory on the season last night. Also in girls Hawkeye 10 play, Harlan beat Kemper Catholic 59-50, Glenwood over Red Oak 49-47, and Lewis Central beating Denison 54-46. In girls Western Iowa Conference play, Rachel Novotny with 13 points, 10 boards, and 5 steals, leading Riverside to a 48-44 win over AHST. Trainer beat Griswold 56-27, Missouri Valley downed Underwood 51-36, Tri-Center beat Audubon 48-38. In girls Rolling Hills Conference play, Adair Casey, a winner over Ankeny Christian 59-31. Exira EHK beat Orient Maxburg 48-28. It was Grandview Park Baptist topping Cam 52-45. Iowa Christian beating Glenn Ralston 42-23. Elsewhere around the region in girls hoops, Carroll edging ADM 57-56. Coon Rapids Bayard beat Guthrie Center 41-37. Corning over Lenox 60-31. Abraham Lincoln beating Sioux City North 48-44. Logan Magnolia topping River Valley 52-22. Nishnabotna beat Heartland Christian 72-63. Nottoway Valley over Mount Air 38-32. Panorama beat Woodward Granger 41-25. Sioux City West over Thomas Jefferson 56-12. Villisca beat Stanton 56-38. Woodbine over Boyer Valley 62-58. In boys basketball last night, in the Hawkeye 10 Conference, Atlantic a road victory 60-33 over Clarinda. Dalton Franken with 26 points, Chad Christensen with 15 to help lead the Trojans. Denison over Lewis Central 49-45, Glenwood beat Red Oak 55-41. In boys Western Iowa Conference play, it was Riverside over AHST 72-49, Trainer beating Griswold 70-36. Christian Way put in 21 points to help Tri-Center beat Audubon 81-32, while Underwood beat Missouri Valley 63-52. In the Rolling Hills Conference, Ankeny Christian over Adair Casey 56-48, Exira EHK topping Orient Maxburg 50-33, Grandview Park Baptist beat Cam 60-36, Glidden Ralston over Iowa Christian 45-39. Also around the region, Bedford over East Union 69-46, Boyer Valley beat Woodbine 74-50, Carroll over ADM 67-42, East Mills got by Fremont Mills 54-49, Guthrie Center beat Coon Rapids Bayard 53-41, Lennox over Corning 62-25, Logan Magnolia a winner over River Valley 77-71, Nishnabotna beat Heartland Christian 67-55, Nottoway Valley over Mount Air 58-26, Sydney beat Clarinda Academy 62-52, Sioux City North over Abraham Lincoln, 85-60. Sioux City West beat Thomas Jefferson, 66-64. It was South Page over Essex, 49-38. Also, Travis Herzberg had a big night with 31 points, helping Villisca to a 72-36 win over Stanton. And Woodward Granger beat Panorama, 45-36 in boys' hoops last night. In top 25 men's college basketball last evening, it was number 3 Michigan beating Binghamton 67-39, number 10 Illinois beat Norfolk State 64-54, 13th rated Minnesota beat North Dakota State 70-57. In the NBA last night, Cleveland over the LA Lakers 100-94, New York beat Brooklyn 100-97. It was Denver 101-94 over Detroit, Washington got by New Orleans 77-70, while the LA Clippers beat Chicago 94-89. Well, the Iowa State football team will have plenty of motivation when the Cyclones play Tulsa in the Liberty Bowl on New Year's Eve. A victory would not only allow them to finish on a winning note, a 7-6 record would be the program's second winning season since 2006, and just the sixth in the last 23 years.
Obviously, we want to end the season with a good taste in our mouth. Don't want to underachieve in our eyes, and it's pretty much the entire season wrapped up in one game. That's what bowl games come down to. I mean, you're playing for something. You're playing for extra money and extra exposure for your university and where you go, and you want to make everybody proud. So it's very important for us to go out with a win.
That's linebacker A.J. Klein. A year ago, the Cyclones lost to Rutgers in the Pinstripe Bowl, and running back James White says he doesn't want to have that same feeling.
You go out there to have fun, you know, business trip. Then you end up with a loss. I mean, you know, that kind of, you know, that's a bad, that leave a bad taste in your mouth. So, you know, we remember that day. And, you know, we've been preparing ever since, you know, January and all the way up to now. So, you know, we got to go out with a winning record.
The Cyclones beat Tulsa 38-23 in the season opener back on September 1st. And while the teams are familiar with one another, Klein says both have changed since the opening game.
I think it's a good thing, but again, it was the first game of the season we played them. So we're going to see a lot of new things. I mean, teams adjust and change their offenses throughout the year. And we're going to just have to watch all the film to prepare for the things that they've thrown in throughout the year. So good to see an opponent that we've had success against. But we know they're talented, and it's going to be a different team than what we played the first game of the season.
Well, Tulsa's put together a pretty good season. They're 10-3 coming into that football game on December 31st. Alabama's number one when it comes to All-Americans. The second-ranked Crimson Tide placed 4 players on the Associated Press All-America team released on Tuesday. Among them was center Barrett Jones, who became a 2-time first-team selection. Notre Dame and Texas A&M were second with 4 players on the 3 teams, though linebacker Manti Te'o was the only Fighting Irish player to make the first team. Texas A&M Heisman Trophy winner Johnny Manziel was the first-team quarterback. Wisconsin running back Monte Ball and Georgia linebacker Jarvis Jones also became 2-time first-team All-Americans. Southern Mississippi has hired Todd Monken as its next football coach. He comes to the Golden Eagles after 2 successful seasons as Oklahoma State's offensive coordinator. Monken replaces Ellis Johnson, who was fired after just 1 season, in which the Golden Eagles finished with an 0-12 record. Also in coaching news, defensive coordinator Kent Baer will be San Jose State's interim coach for the Military Bowl. Baer takes over for Mike McIntyre, who left Monday to take the head coaching job at Colorado. Well, it's being seen as a sharp rebuke to Commissioner Roger Goodell's handling of the NFL's bounty investigation. Former Commissioner Paul Tagliabue overturned the suspensions of 4 current and former New Orleans Saints players. Tagliabue found that 3 of the players engaged in conduct detrimental to the league and says they participated in a performance pool that rewarded hard tackles and other plays that could merit fines. But he stressed that the team's coaches were very much involved and, along with others in the Saints organization, had contaminated that case. Saints linebacker Jonathan Vilma initially had been suspended the whole season, while Saints defensive end Will Smith, Cleveland linebacker Scott Fujita, and free agent defensive lineman Anthony Hargrove received shorter suspensions. The Dallas Cowboys are standing behind Josh Brent after the defensive tackle was accused of driving drunk and causing a wreck that killed practice squad linebacker Jerry Brown. Brent was greeted warmly by coach Jason Garrett at the team's headquarters Monday, a day after he was released from jail on a $500,000 bond on an intoxication manslaughter charge. Brent attended a memorial service for Brown in Dallas yesterday and could be seen hugging Brown's mother. Funeral services are scheduled for Friday in St. Louis. An arrest affidavit says officers who arrived at the crash scene found Brent pulling Brown from the wreck. However, a woman who arrived moments after the accident said Brent didn't try to save his friend's life until she begged him. Stacy McWilliams told the Dallas Morning News that Brown was alive, injured, and calling out, and his own friend walked away. McWilliams told the newspaper Monday that she could no longer talk about the case on the instruction of Irving police. Brent's attorney told the Associated Press that an investigating officer told him the woman's story didn't match the circumstances surrounding Brown's death. Braylon Edwards is back with the New York Jets a week after bashing them for their handling of quarterback Mark Sanchez. The veteran wide receiver was awarded to New York off of waivers from Seattle on Tuesday as the Jets try to bolster their injured receiving core. The New England Patriots have placed wide receiver Dante Stallworth on injured reserve with an ankle injury, ending his season after just one game. Stallworth signed with the team last week and scored on his only reception in Monday's rout of Houston. The Chicago Bears placed kicker Robbie Gould on injured reserve with a strained left calf to replace one of the most accurate kickers in NFL history. The team has signed Alindo Mare to a one-year contract. Michael Vick and LeSean McCoy have returned to practice and could be active when the Philadelphia Eagles host Cincinnati on Thursday night. Both players have been sidelined by a concussion since November. Jacksonville Jaguars have placed starting guard Mike Brewster on injured reserve with a broken hand and signed running back Keith Tostin. Tostin spent the preseason with the Jaguars before being waived in the final cuts. In baseball news, the New York Yankees have found a replacement for third baseman Alex Rodriguez, who's expected to miss at least the first half of next season following hip surgery. A person familiar with negotiations tells the Associated Press that free agent Kevin Youkilis and the New York Yankees have reached agreement on a one-year deal. The contract is worth $12 million pending a physical. The 34-year-old Youkilis is coming off the worst season of his major league career, hitting .236 with 19 homers and 60 RBIs. He hit .308 from 2008 through 2010, but has posted a .246 average since. The Cleveland Indians have pulled off a three-team deal with the Cincinnati Reds and the Arizona Diamondbacks. The Indians sent outfielder Shin-Soo Chu, utility man Jason Donald, and cash to the Reds, while shipping reliever Tony Sipp and first baseman Lars Anderson to the Diamondbacks. The Tribe picked up outfielder Drew Stubbs from Cincinnati and pitchers Trevor Bauer, Matt Albers, and Brian Shaw from the Diamondbacks. Brandon McCarthy officially became a member of the Arizona Diamondbacks once the two sides finalized a two-year, $15.5 million contract on Tuesday. McCarthy was 8-6 with a .324 earned run average for Oakland last season, missing the last 4 weeks after getting hit in the right side of the head by a line drive. Pitcher Zach Greinke says he's decided to sign with the Los Angeles Dodgers because he believes they have a team in place that could win the World Series for several years. The Dodgers introduced Greinke at a news conference yesterday after signing him to a six-year, $147 million package. And the National Hockey League and its players' union will return to bargaining today at an undisclosed location in an effort to try to save the hockey season. The Canadian Press reported the resumption of talks, citing unidentified people on both sides of the dispute. Yesterday marked the 87th day of the lockout. Wednesday's session will be the first meeting since the sides criticized each other after talks broke off last week. That's Check of Sports this hour. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.